This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About a wonderful superstar, an outside linebacker for the Ravens, dead at the age of 26. A lot of my Louisiana folks will remember what a superstar he was at Louisiana.
Yeah, so we were talking about that story the other day about the Ravens and an incredibly talented football player. All too familiar, sad, sad story. We're going to have more of an update on him as we move along during this show. But I think the biggest story coming out of Washington, D.C. has to be what happened in the gun violence bill. The Senate passed the bipartisan gun violence bill is what they're calling it. And that's pretty interesting if you think about it. It is the most significant any kind of gun anything since the mid-1990s. So what ultimately is the analysis of this? I mean, what does it mean? What's the takeaway of this? The vote 65-33, again, a very unlikely vote if you think about the polarizing question of U.S. gun laws, which have been unchanged pretty much for 25 years, even though we've seen these mass shootings from Virginia Tech, Columbine, Sandy Hook, Parkland, Uvalde, of course, is the thing I think that finally just stuck in the guts of too many, no matter Republican, Democrat, or whatever, that 24th killing of the 19 students and two teachers that happened back on May 24 was just too much. So a small group of senators negotiated a very narrow bipartisan package, which was focused on keeping guns away from potential killers, potential rather dangerous people, while doing something with the nation's mental health care capacity with billions of dollars in new funding. My question is, when you look at this and what are the takeaways of this, what, you know, what will it mean? Here's the key. Mitch McConnell said it, and I do agree with this, making America safer, especially for kids in schools, without making our country one bit less free. This wasn't a take the guns away thing. I think if somebody just looked at a headline and didn't know what this bill was, and we've painted the strokes of this for the past week and a half, they might think that. But it's not that whatsoever. It's the opposite of it. I mean, the opposite in the sense that the focus is so much on mental health resources, schools, what school resources are there. So schools that are falling through the crack because they don't, or cracks, because they don't have enough money to expand the kind of protection you need, it seems, these days. All of that will change, and I think that is definitely a step in the right direction. Now, the other thing that happened is this legislation came together after a series of the mass shootings, as I said, but it also came together if you look at what happened with the Supreme Court's new gun rights ruling. And what's the new ruling? It was a 6-3 Supreme Court decision that struck down a type of gun carry restriction embraced only by six states. So that will have the effect of making all sorts of regulations all across the country probably now part of what will be legal challenges. I can't imagine that it won't. The case was called District of Columbia versus Heller, and this is certainly a landmark decision where the Supreme Court established that the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to bear arms, and appeals courts across the country had kind of congregated around this two-step legal approach for analyzing the constitutionality of gun regulation. So that kept happening. Now the Supreme Court struck down New York's handgun law. So that's the crux of it, because that's what now the Supreme Court is saying, that the Constitution protects the right to carry a gun outside the home. And because of that, the state of New York, which only issues public carry licenses when an applicant demonstrates a special need for self-defense, now the state's licensing regime, it violates the Constitution, is what Justice Clarence Thomas wrote for that 6-3 majority. So that opinion changes the framework that lower courts will use moving forward as they analyze other gun restrictions, which could include the proposals currently before Congress if they eventually become law. So there's only about a half a dozen states that have similar laws to New York. California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, and New Jersey, they have similar regulations, but those states are comprised of some of the most densely populated cities of the country. And that was the thought that always was talked about New York, that, well, it's New York City. Can you really have people walking around with guns everywhere in that city? How dangerous would that be? And, of course, that flips that. It completely flips that. So it's interesting when you look at the framework of it, and it's a first major ruling on guns that we've seen in so long. And again, that District of Columbia versus Heller, that was in 2008 decision that the court held for the first time that the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to keep and bear arms. So this now is the second major Second Amendment case. So you have this one, and then you look at now what's happened. Very, 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 very big. The case, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin, was about New York law governing licenses to carry concealed handguns in public for self-defense, and it required a resident to get that license to carry a concealed pistol or revolver and demonstrate that proper cause existed for the permit. Now the resident had to show they had a great need for that license and that they faced a special or unique danger to their life, something that they did, something that required them to have it, like a private investigator, let's say, they would obviously be able to have them because of what they could prove, right? So this is a very, very big, 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 big change. All right, so much more coming up, including at some point in the show, of course, we're going to talk about the NBA and their draft on the lighter side of things. Who are the latest millionaires plus? And then also, what is happening from coast to coast that affects you and me? The true water cooler buzz on the flip side.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
From the NBA draft, yes, it's not the man cave, but it's the I got the do re mi to do whatever I want to do. I mean, seriously, these kids work hard. Some of them in college, you know, they'll always the programs get lauded for the coaches, etc. And so much is about the players, right? Is about who are you picking and where are they going? It's always a hotbed, too, for trades, but it's been pretty interesting to see what has happened at the top of the draft and who's the number one pick. So the Magic with the surprise pick of Banchero, that was interesting because if you went back and you listened to my show, the other day I said this is a guy who could be the number one pick. He's not who a lot of people think will be, even though he should. He obviously could be. So Paolo Banchero from Duke, the forward, stud forward, number one for the Magic. Oklahoma City, Chet Holmgren out of Gonzaga. And then you look at Houston, they picked who could have been the number one pick, Jabari Smith Jr. out of Auburn, great hands guy. And so there was Houston's pick. Sacramento, Keegan Murray from Iowa, the really handy superstar player. Detroit picked a guard, Jaden Ivey, Purdue. And, you know, the list goes on. For our friends in New Orleans from the Los Angeles Lakers, they got guard Dyson Daniels from the G League. San Antonio, this is in the top 10, Jeremy Sochan from Baylor. And 10, Washington picked Johnny Davis out of Wisconsin. But let's just say this. So Banchero is a 6'10" forward. He was averaging over 17 points and 7-plus rebounds and 3-plus assists. 90 would be incredible. 39 games for the Blue Devils. They reached the Final Four before losing to their rival in North Carolina. And Banchero is definitely ready to play in the NBA, and I think he will be, as some are already calling him, the anchor of Orlando's rebuild. That's why he was the right pick for them. And, of course, that equates to millions and millions and millions of dollars. And then all this whole signing period comes, and it's a big game-changer, obviously, for all of these draft choices, because this is uncharted territory. And there's always seems to be arguments about players and how much money they get and how much money should they get. And it's ridiculous. We live in a capitalistic society. I mean, so here's the thing. What the market will bear. If they're considered entertainers and an owner is willing to pay the most that they have to pay to get what they think is the best draft choice, well, then that's what it's going to be. I mean, there you go. That's it. All right, speaking of money, 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 Banksy is seriously money that you can bank on. But how about this? The 8 men were convicted Thursday by the Paris Criminal Court for stealing Banksy artwork from a series of the 2015 attacks. The artwork was called The Sad Girl, and it was at the exit door of a famous concert hall, and it was painted as an homage to those killed in the hall during the attacks, for which the Islamic State claimed responsibility, if you remember that. And it was a sad figure wearing a veil in black and white, her head slightly bowed as she grazed downward, worth countless millions of dollars. And this is why 7 French citizens and an Italian citizen were sentenced to the maximum of 2 years in prison. The convicted are not going to serve actual prison time, but will be wearing an electronic bracelet. And, you know, it's crazy. Stolen right there at the door. And then shipping it to Italy. And these 8 men in total had been on trial since June 8th, and there was so much outrage over the stealing of that because of what it symbolized, and of course how much it was ultimately worth. But I think this what it symbolized was the main thing. The worth of what he was to a team is something you can't put a price tag on. I mentioned this at the very, very top the other day. I was talking about it. The Ravens outside linebacker Jalen Ferguson dying on Wednesday at the age of 26, and the team just saying they were just profoundly sad. And, what he meant to Louisiana, and how even in Ruston, Louisiana, after that deadly tornado, he was there to help his college community because he went to Tech there, Louisiana Tech, and very, very unexpected, of course, and really, really sad at the age of 26. And, people are talking about these checkups, these welfare checkups, and did it have something, you know, to do with that? Did it have something to do with the fact that he was going through some troubles? Was there more to the story? And could something have been done? And, of course, the family still is not saying very much, and they've asked for privacy at this point, right? And that makes sense because they're trying to process it. They're trying to process what that all, you know, what that all means. All right, so this subject of, or the start of this was money, 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 and the subject is really specifically about money. And you have now Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying that these aggressive rate hikes, because he feels like he's on his heels, could spur higher unemployment. So you look at this, and this is what he said on Thursday, that the interest rate hikes are designed to tame inflation, but it could lift unemployment on Main Street. Unemployment, we say that again. And he said it's not a certainty to get inflation under control without causing job losses. That might not be the case. There is always the risk that unemployment would move up from what is historically low levels, but you know, unemployment was at 3.6%, down from nearly 15% in April of 2020. Last week, the Fed projected the unemployment rate would rise 3.9% at the end of 2023 and 4.1% at the end of 2024. And the judgment call is this: are they going to be focused on lowering inflation? And how do they respond where unemployment rises and the economy contracts, but inflation remains high? And the stress was, we're focusing on inflation. We can't fail on this. We have to get inflation down to 2%. 2%. And I think the signal is, the signs are, they're not going to be quick to lower interest rates as has happened in previous slowdowns. So that means people in the mortgage industry, people selling houses, people buying houses, don't look for some relief to happen sometime soon where you're going to change your strategy and what you're doing in selling your house or buying a house, and people in the business will still continue to be affected by it. All right, and then finally, Asia's richest man bet billions on the future of cricket. Mukesh Ambani is his name, and he has now backed, he has won the digital rights to air the Indian Premier League, one of the world's most valuable sports properties, streaming rights. He bought it for $3.5 billion. Disney owned Star India has the TV rights. Wow. It's going to be interesting to see how big cricket becomes. Stay with us.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Children as young as 6 months old are now eligible to be vaccinated against COVID-19 following the approval late last week by the FDA and the CDC of Moderna and Pfizer doses for kids between 6 months and 5 years old. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky spoke Thursday during a White House COVID task force briefing about the importance of getting young kids vaccinated.
Young children do not need to have an underlying condition to be at risk of severe disease. In fact, over half of children hospitalized with COVID-19 were otherwise healthy and had no underlying medical condition.
According to the latest data from the CDC, 442 children under the age of 5 have died from COVID during the pandemic. The January 6th committee is holding another public hearing. USA Radio News. A bipartisan gun safety bill has cleared a final procedural hurdle in the Senate. Senators voted to push the measure to a final vote. It would be the first significant firearms bill to clear the Senate in nearly 30 years. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says he can't support the bill because it weakens due process and is too rushed.
We didn't even know what's in this bill until Tuesday night at like 6 o'clock. We get the bill. And within an hour, we have to vote on whether we want to proceed.
President Biden is voicing his disappointment with the Supreme Court's ruling striking down New York's concealed carry law. Biden saying the decision contradicts both common sense and the Constitution. A judge is moving the trial for a Michigan school shooter accused of killing 4 students and injuring 7 others. The trial for Ethan Crumbley was pushed from September to January 17th of next year. Wall Street gaining 194 points on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, we always get a ton of email on this show. If you've just tuned in for the first time and you got something to say and you're listening at a different time to this show, wherever it is you're listening on one of our great affiliates or listen to it in a playback mode. A lot of people do that with lots of shows. You can always send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. That's what everybody's done here. All right, let's go to Eddie. And what Eddie has said is this. Hey, Kate, I am looking at these insane pictures coming out of New York for this weird monkey pox outbreak. And let me tell you, if that became a spreading thing to heterosexuals and other people outside of the gay communities, I would think that we'd be running for the hills. I mean, now you have New York, I guess, that's offering vaccines against monkeypox to the at-risk group, which, of course, is mostly, from what I understand, homosexuals. But the demand is incredibly high, so you can tell people are really, really concerned about it. Because already 30 people or so, you would know better than me, have tested positive for it in New York since early May, and it looks as though people get lesions all over themselves. When I saw that, I thought, boy, oh boy, supposedly monkeypox was not going to be a big deal in the United States, but it looks like it is a big deal. So a couple of things on that. You're right. You look at the pictures of it, it's like, it's almost like pits all over somebody. I mean, like they've just opened up all over their body. And now the CDC is saying they've got a new monkeypox guidance that the number of cases is booming, and it's making, in the United States, the largest ever outbreak, of course, of monkeypox, which is confined mostly to other continents. We haven't seen it. But the general public, so to ease your concerns, is pretty low. It's pretty low, but pretty low doesn't mean impossible. So people are being urged to avoid close contact with anyone who's sick with it. And you get the skin, it's those lesions, right? So you get an unexplained skin rash, these lesions, and it's nasty. It is nasty. The other thing that's being advised to people is to avoid eating meat that comes from wild game or other products that have, you know, creams, powders, lotions that come from wild animals in Africa. And it's weird. I went back and looked at what's the origin of monkeypox. It goes back to 1958. And why do they call it monkeypox? Because it occurred in the colonies of monkeys that were kept for research. That's how you got the name monkeypox. And the first case in a human was reported in 1970. But again, it wasn't in the United States. And this wasn't something anybody was talking about. It was in the Republic of Congo. And, of course, it's kind of like a flu. And then your lymph nodes swell. And then there's a rash on your face and your body. Oh, boy. This is something you do not want, my friends. You don't want it. All right, let's go to this one. This one from Bobby. And Bobby says, Kate, I have to say, I was listening to you talk about the money that DeSantis has raised, the governor of Florida, to be the candidate for president for the Republicans in 2024. And I would think that he would overtake the former president because of his age, because of the fact that he was friends with the president, although the president might not be as friendly with him now if he really wants to run for the office he held before. But his name recognition is growing, and isn't it about that name recognition? Because you have to have that. You have to have the war chest. And I'm wondering if you think he will be the Republican's choice. Let me look into my crystal ball. Okay, GOP update. What will you do? So, in all seriousness, I think DeSantis has a great chance of becoming the nominee. What's interesting is now, because his name is popping up so much, there was a poll that was just done, a Granite State poll, so that's done by the University of New Hampshire's Survey Center, and it found that DeSantis is leading Trump 39% to 37%, so still pretty close. But then the other thing that it showed was DeSantis was beating Joe Biden in a 2024 general election matchup, 47% to 46%, so narrowly too, but beating him. And the numbers showed he ran better against Biden than Trump did, for whatever reason, in this poll. So those numbers kind of bode well, for DeSantis. He's a long way away from being the nominee, but he absolutely could be. And there's many things that he agreed with Trump on. I mean, they absolutely had a relationship with over things that they certainly agreed on. You can find tons of pictures of them together. But when somebody possibly wants the seat that you might want, I can see why they wouldn't necessarily be cozy as they were probably in the past. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Natalie. And Natalie says, it is so ridiculous some of what Joe Biden has done as far as some of the mistakes that he's made in allowing people to photograph instructions that he has in his hands when he's speaking. You would think he would hide that. You're a speaker, Kate. Do you have detailed instructions in your hand that people can clearly see? I'm going to say you don't. You're a smart lady. You probably would do much better in that role, at least presidential-wise, of not showing too much leg, as they say. Well, I know what you're referring to, and people probably listen to this. They're like, what is she talking about? What does that mean? Well, on Thursday, he inadvertently held up a detailed, they call it a cheat sheet, prepared by his staff, instructing Joe Biden to take your seat and to limit his remarks to 2 minutes. So when he was talking, they're like, okay, you take your seat and then just talk for 2 minutes. And a photographer snapped an image of it because he had the document in his hand. He held it backwards at a meeting with wind industry executives where he attended after skipping the morning meeting with the oil companies about the record gas prices. So the prepared instructions for Biden were titled Offshore Wind Drop by Sequence of Events. And it told him to enter the Roosevelt room and say hello to the participants. Then the paper said that saying, you take your seat. And then it says you give brief comments and, you know, you thank participants, you depart. Crazy. These are staff notes. That's embarrassing, right? It's not like you're in a play. Take your mark at the front of the stage. Turn toward the audience. I mean, of course, there's lots of presidents could have had cheats that they needed to remind them of something or remind them of what to do. And it's not a senile thing. It's not any of that. I guarantee it. It's that they don't want to have gaffes. So the idea is here, keeping him on point. This is what you tell him. This is how he cleans it up. But I mean, you're right. I love your analogy of you're a speaker. Yeah, that's why I have no notes when I go on any stages. I'm not the president. I'm not giving political speeches. I'm not running for office. But those are things you kind of, not kind of, those are the things that you have in your head. Because it just adds to the what's going on with Joe, slow Joe, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It just adds to all of that. And people's concerns about Biden. And this is a year that's close to the election year. We're just a couple of years away. So that's not something you would necessarily want out there. No, you wouldn't want that. All right. Here's one that comes to us from Jacob. Kate, I haven't emailed the show, but trust me, I'm listening to the show. I promise I'll call. I know I've said that in the past. But what ends up happening is the soothing sounds of your voice. I listen probably deep into the first hour, and then when I think I'm going to call, I'm out. So you entertain me, you inform me, and then eventually you put me to sleep as a good talk show host, I think, should. The same thing happens with Sean Hannity to me during the day. I'm just recently youngly retired. And I listen to you on one side of the clock, and I listen to him on another side of the clock. So take that as high praise. Did you see the story? Because I know you pay attention to real estate, and this was all over the New York Post and I think lots of other papers in their business section about Larry Ellison and the Florida property that he owns and the price tag for that property in Palm Beach. You know what? It's weird. That was in the New York Post. They showed a picture of it, an aerial picture of it. And he's the buyer of a $173 million Florida property. 173. And the reason that made so much noise is because it's the Sunshine State's priciest sale. Biggest ever. 63,000 square foot compound. Right? Think about that. That's what Jim Clark bought. Larry Ellison bought one for $173. Woo!
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Well, this is a girl's dream. I'm telling you, Lamar and Jason are here to talk about beef. Oh, summertime, it's my favorite. And who are they? Lamar Moore, of course, is a celebrity chef from Chicago. You've probably seen him maybe Chopped, maybe Beat Bobby Flay. I'm going to gig Bobby about that. And he also won Food Network's Vegas Prize Fight competition. He has an incredible resume. And then we have Jason Jerome with us. He's the Senior Executive Director of Supply Chain for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Ooh, boy, wouldn't I like to have lunch with him? Both of them, actually. And so we're going to do that right now. I'm going to really take you right there as we talk about beef and summer and what you can do with your food budget and all kinds of good things. Guys, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so let's start with you, Jason. What are your best tips for maximizing the food budget? People are complaining about that. So what can we do this summer?
For sure, times are tough, but you know, exciting topic to talk about on the first official day of summer. So there's a number of different options. And so we'll look at one here with, you know, whether you're looking to buy for a large group or you're just looking for different options for your kind of family's weekday dinners. You can do something like buy in bulk or buy a whole piece of meat and then cut that beef down at home. So I know that seems daunting and it sounds like a big upfront investment, and it is, but you're going to be saving up to $2 a pound by buying that beef whole and then cutting that down at home. So if we think of something like a whole strip loin, On average, those weigh about 15 pounds. So you're looking at saving $30 overall by buying that whole, and I think anybody would love $30 right about now.
No kidding. Just so you know, I just texted my husband right in the middle of this and said, we're buying bulk.
Good. We're making strides. It's also super important to look at these circulars and ads that come in your newspaper or your mail or even your email. You can compare cost online. And then also don't forget that most retailers offer sales on a lot of these steaks, like a strip steak, around big summer holidays like the 4th of July or Labor Day.
Nice. All right, so Chef Lamar, you're in front of some juicy beef. I'm just painting the picture for everybody. I mean, oh, my gosh. I would be the most popular person in my development if I had what you have in front of you. And you're an incredible chef. So what are you making? What can we make with what you have?
So we've taken that strip, and we've broken it down in three different spaces or spots. And the first recipe is a strip filet with a collard green chimichurri. You know, I had to go back to my southern roots on that one. Next, I enjoy bourbon, so there is a New York strip with a bourbon peppercorn sauce. And then we've taken in pieces, and we've made Moroccan spiced beef skewers with a curry aioli.
Yum. Ooh, that all sounds good. So along those same lines, what can we do for grilling? I just moved, and the grill was the one thing we definitely, we have an egg, one of those green eggs, and so I wanted to make sure that we got that. What are some tips for grilling?
Oh, beautiful. Green eggs, one of my favorites as well. I think first and foremost is making sure that grill is nice and hot, so you know, you have it at the appropriate temperature for what you're cooking. Second is making sure, you know, you pull those steaks about, 4 to 5 minutes before you're getting ready to cook. What that does is allows the muscle to rest a little bit, and so that the juices are evenly distributed when you're cooking. Making sure you have the right utensils. So, you know, if you're using a fork to turn, or the large barbecue forks, having tongs, having towels, which is huge because, especially if you're using a big green egg, that thing gets really, really hot, and having the appropriate seasonings. I like to use butter because I just think butter is better. I always recommend doing like a butter and oil mix, so you can take grapeseed oil, unsalted butter, and then brushing the steaks on both sides, and then a little bit of salt and pepper, and then throw them on a grill. And when I'm grilling, I'm also, if you think of a clock, you're at, 10 and 2. And so once I'm throwing the steaks on the grill, I allow it to sit for about 5 minutes at 10, and then I turn slightly to 2 o'clock. And what it does, gives me a nice, even mark on there, and allows a really, really good sear as well. And another thing, too, you can do, you look at some of the seasonings, you can add a little bit of sugar to your salt and pepper mixture. And what that does, it allows a little caramelization on the outside. I mean, I don't know if you're like myself. I want a really good char on the outside and medium rare in the middle. And then once I'm done cooking that steak to my appropriate temperature, I'm allowing the steak to rest. And what that does, again, allows the juices to redistribute inside of the meat. It allows, extra moisture and get that great unctuous flavor that you've just kind of punctured into your steaks when you're cooking.
Love it. Lamar, such great tips. Absolutely. And Jason, send us home. What's the best way to store all that bulk beef? How do you store beef in the summer?
Yeah, super important to talk about food safety when you're talking about buying in bulk. And so, if you plan to use the beef in the next day, it's okay to go ahead and put that in the fridge. But when you are buying bulk or buying something whole, you're more than likely going to have some portions that you need to store for later. And so when you're buying in bulk, my thought is the best practice is to go ahead and cut that whole piece the day you get it. And I recommend cutting several different options and packaging those and storing them by serving size. So that way meal prep is super easy when you need to take those out. And so if you're going to use that beef in the next 1 to 3 days after you've cut it, totally fine to go ahead and put that in the refrigerator. However, anything longer than that, you're going to want to make sure you put that in the freezer. And so very important if you're going to pack in the freezer to get as much air as possible out of that. If you're putting it in a Ziploc bag, for example, you want to get as much air as possible. If you have a vacuum sealer at home, that's obviously a great way to do it. But if not, you can definitely get the majority of the air out of that bag. Write the date on that bag because you don't want it to stay in the freezer too long. And then just throw it in the freezer so the next time you're ready to grill up some steaks, you've got it handy.
Awesome. Where can we go for more info?
So for more recipes like Chef Lamar discussed, or for tips and tricks on how to cut beef at home, you can go to beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Love it. Lamar and Jason, thanks. This was awesome. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so a couple of moments left in this first hour of the show. It is one of the things, boy, I love about the summer is grilling. Ooh, I know a lot of you guys out there are the griller types, right? You know, when you're walking through your hood, you just wherever you live, your community, and you and it's like the weekend, and you're you know this, and you're starving, and you start smelling the grills. You know, you know people are grilling something good, and you can smell it over the fence. Oh. So there's some good tips about some of what you can do, especially with beef. Nothing like a good steak on the grill. That's my favorite. When it's done right, that's the key. When it's done right, in any way, and however it's cooked. I mean, whether it's on a grill or you know, whether it's just in a pan. That's how my mother used to make steaks. She used to put she'd get good cuts of filet mignon, and put butter in the pan, and that was it. Just like they're talking about, just butter, boom, just the basics, and it tasted so. It was the way she cooked it. It tasted so good. And I was just reading something the other day about the you know, that you don't have to limit it. So you've got your meat. You do the meat like everything they talked about, and then you look at like vegetables, and then you throw those vegetables over there. But the key with that then is the same thing, is that you know what's going on with every your meat, and it's covered, and then with the vegetables you just got to be on top of it. So even lettuce, like you just char up that romaine a little bit, and it's like it's perfect. It's like a wedge salad, right? You throw a little blue cheese on that and some bacon, and phew, you got it going on, or whatever it is, however you make it. It's just so good, right? So good. And I was watching, I've been watching this as to what's going on with Twitter and the Twittersphere and Elon Musk. You know, it just seemed like, didn't seem like it was a done deal. Like, oh, Elon Musk, that's it, man. Twitter, boom, he's got it. And then it looks like he's backing out, and now it just becomes official that the board has recommended unanimously that shareholders approve the $44 billion sale of the company to Tesla's CEO Elon Musk, because they got to do that regulatory filing stuff with the Securities and Exchange Commission. And so I guess Musk reiterated his desire to move forward, because remember the other week he was talking about not wanting to move forward, but he had a virtual meeting with Twitter employees, and even though shares of Twitter are far below his offering price, and it looked like there was going to be some kind of a doubt that it would happen, now it's looking better. It's looking that some of those unresolved matters have been resolved. Ugh, problems for billionaires. Can you imagine if you had those problems? Twitter, should I buy Twitter or not? Ooh, will the board approve it? Ooh, what am I going to do with Twitter in the future? What's that going to look like, that social media behemoth? If only, right? Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show, this hour anyway. Remember to make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.